You're listening to Spice Radio 1200 AM's The Morning Buzz, and we're talking about how Sabrina Arani Firminger, host and executive producer of the YVR Screen Scene podcast, will be having a live taping of the award-winning podcast in front of an audience in the recently reopened Vancouver Film School Cafe. The taping will be taking place on April 27th. This event invites industry insiders, fans of BC film, and film students to experience this taping. Sabrina, thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Thank you, as always, for your support of everything that I'm trying to do with my charity work and also with Vancouver film and television industry.
Yeah, and I love talking about all things film, so it's always a good time when I talk to you, Sabrina. So for folks who aren't familiar with the YVR Screen Scene podcast, what is it all about, and can you tell us how it all got started for you?
Oh, gosh. Well, the YVR Screen Scene podcast showcases the people who work in the film and TV industry here in Vancouver. It is a billion-dollar industry. It's enjoyed by people all over the world. And so the podcast, you know, celebrates, you know, the actors, the filmmakers, and all the other talented individuals who power this industry. How it started I started as a fan. Even before I moved to Vancouver, you know, 20 years ago, I was a fan of work that was created here. And especially work in the sci-fi realm. Like, that is where my interest in film and television started, especially The X-Files, you know, because that was the huge one that, you know, really put Vancouver on the map. You know, I know there were other things before, but that one put it on the map as like, wow, Vancouver can play any single city in North America. I'd had a column in the West Ender newspaper for many years where I wrote about the film and TV industry, then with the Vancouver Courier. And then, you know, I mean, it's tough for local print media. It can be. In both of those papers, they fell away along the way. But my passion remained. My readership, or, you know, people who are interested in this work remained. And also all my contacts in the industry. So I'm like, what better way to get people as excited about the work that is created here and the people who work in the industry than to have a podcast and bring people, you know, into the conversations, pull back the curtain, and, you know, show the story behind the story. And so I started the podcast in March 2019, and since then I have released more than 300 episodes and raised a lot of money for charity as well. And so, you know, this event at the end of April, it feels like, you know, the next logical step in my journey with YVR Screen Scene.
Mm-hmm. And you know what? I love the fact, too, that you have this podcast that is also really focusing on what is going on here in BC and celebrating the local talent. Because oftentimes we see that, you know, when we talk about the film and the industry, we got a lot of the people who are really focused in on down south in the U.S., right? We always hear about the American entertainers and what's going on over there. So how nice is it to, you know, have this platform, you know, for Canadian talent?
Well, I want to be part of helping to build the star system up here. You know, I get asked, you know, a lot by people who are, you know, they don't know a lot about the local film industry, but they're like, oh, you have a film and TV podcast. You want to interview Ryan Reynolds? I'm like, I mean, that would be amazing. That's like, he doesn't need the podcast. You know, what I want to do is to showcase people whose stories might otherwise not be told. So, you know, I can get people as excited about, you know, their work, you know, as I am.
Exactly. And now this live taping is going to feature a number of talented actors. Can you tell us about them?
Oh, so all of these people, this quartet of science fiction stars, they have all appeared on the YVR Screen Scene podcast numerous times and are considered, you know, some of the top sci-fi icons that we have working in our local industry. Among them, Amanda Tapping, who was the star of not one but two science fiction franchises, Stargate SG-1 and Sanctuary. We have Lexa Doig, who starred on Andromeda and also had a great role in Continuum. We have Rakia Bernard, who is on Yellow Jackets, which I know there's a lot of people who love Yellow Jackets, and also Van Helsing. And then Ryan Robbins, who, you know, he was the star of a show called Pure. He was on Sanctuary with Amanda Tapping. And I know a lot of people love Riverdale. Well, he played Archie's Uncle Frank on Riverdale. He came in when Lute Perry passed away tragically. You know, so what I love about this group of talent is I know that they can each speak about the work that they do in this in Vancouver and in the sci-fi space with so much love and passion and humor. And I also know that they are each able to talk about things beyond, you know, just what they do on screen. You know, that's the joy of working in the film and TV industry, creating work for the screen, is that you can actually, you know, shine your light on other issues. You know, so Amanda has spoken to me a lot about, you know, pregnancy loss and mental health issues. Rekia Bernard is a thing, you know, she has this whole other life as a filmmaker and has, you know, brought a lot of light to the challenges that, you know, Black actresses face in the film and TV industry. Lexa Doig has spoken with me about, you know, all of the issues around the representation, you know, of Asian Canadians in the film and television industry. And Ryan Robbins, my goodness, he can speak with passion and intensity and intention about mental health. You know, so it's what I'm so excited about is that we are going to be speaking about so many different things on so many different levels. And just like, you know, what I like the podcast to be, there will be moments that will be for everyone, you know, and I think that anybody who comes, you will laugh, you will cry, and your spirit will be moved in some way.
Oh, totally. And I find even when I've listened to the episodes of just your podcast in general, what I like about it and what I find very unique is you do touch on a number of different things. It's not just on one particular issue, whether it's talking about race, we're talking about mental health, so many different topics. So for folks who haven't listened to this podcast, it is something that you need to check out. Now, Sabrina, you did mention off the top there that you have done more than 300 episodes, which is incredible. Now, this is probably going to be a really hard question, but is there one episode in particular that you really, really like?
This is such an unfair question, and the kind of question that I also love to ask on my podcast. So I'm ready for it. You know, I'm going to choose two because that's the kind of person I am. One is that I did in my first season that was all about the mental health challenges that are faced by people who work in the film and television industry. It's going to be a very challenging industry for, you know, based on the hours that you work and also the disconnect between what you're feeling inside and what you're seeing on screen, or even, you know, auditioning and not getting work. And, you know, that can take a toll on mental health. So that was one that was great. And my other one, one of the joys is that I can be a little flexible with the definition of a Vancouver film and television industry podcast. I can also cover people who are coming through Vancouver. And so I had the honor of interviewing Miss Lea Salonga, you know, this who was the singing voice for Jasmine in Aladdin, and she, you know, won a Tony you know, for work in Les Mis, you know, when she was 17 years old, you know. And so I mean, this was a childhood, like, icon, you know. So to sit there and to talk about, gosh, you know, I love human stories, and I love finding out why people do what they do, you know. And so to talk with Lea Salonga and to talk to anybody who comes on my podcast, like, that's just it's a gift. Every conversation is a gift.
Oh, no, and I can see that, you know, when I listen to your podcast, that you genuinely are enjoying it and you appreciate it. And I do want to highlight, too, that a portion of the proceeds will support trauma therapy for grieving kids in Ukraine. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
This is built into the work that I've always done with YVR Screen Scene. I'm a part of a community, and I want to support my community, you know. And I am on the board for an organization that provides trauma and stabilization therapy for grieving children in Ukraine. These are our kids whose parents have been killed in battle, or their parents have been taken as POWs by Russia. And we entirely fund through private donations a rehabilitation camp in the Ukrainian Carpathian Mountains, so they can have a piece of their childhood again. So we do this. We arrange it all from Canada. We bring all these experts together, and you know, through my work with Live Air Screen Scene, I've done galas and I've done online auctions, and we've raised more than $125,000. So you know, for this program specifically. So you know, this is that you can come to the events and have a nice night out, and know that you are helping some kids, you know, get some help that they desperately need.
That is incredible work that you are doing, Sabrina. And that's what I appreciate about you, is you always make it a point to really bring up good causes. In fact, when I first talked to Sabrina, I remember you were raising funds when India was hit hard with COVID, and we were having a conversation. So it's amazing that you continue to do such incredible work in the community. Now for folks who want to go, you do want to go and check out this event. Where can they find the tickets? What are the prices like? Tell us about that.
Well, they can go to YVRScreenScene.com, or they can go to Eventbrite, and that's like a ticket sales portal, and just search YVR Screen Scene Live at VFS. And the tickets are $35, and you will have an unforgettable night. And, you know, come away, I think, with a new appreciation for, you know, the magic that we create here in Vancouver, you know, for film and television screens around the world.
Sabrina, always a pleasure to have you on the show. Thank you so much, and all the best with the event.
Thank you. Can't wait to see you there.
Take care.